Everyone, and welcome to Parashat Bamidbar, the book of Numbers. We are starting a new book where we're going to talk about the journey in the desert. This week is a special week, and every week is special, but in this week we have the connections between Jerusalem Day that happened just a couple of days ago, and on Sunday night, Monday, we have the Shavuot holiday, the holiday where we are going to celebrate receiving the Torah. And in the midst, the desert, Bamidbar. What is the connection, if there is a connection between all of them? Now, we like to draw connections because we believe that the Torah not only was written then, a couple of thousand years ago, we believe that the message is always relevant. And more than that, it was located this exact portion at this exact time for a reason. This is why it's very important for us always to draw connections between what we live in, the situation, the holidays, the special days, and the parasha. And I think there's a very interesting connection between Jerusalem and the desert. Let's start off with Jerusalem. When you think about Jerusalem, and you think about the mountains of Jerusalem, when you draw connections to the desert, the first initial thing that you understand is that there is something that in the geography, the topography of Jerusalem, which is special. As King David says in the book of Psalms, chapter 125, verse 2. Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains, and those mountains are like God surrounding the people of Israel. King David already draw the connection between the geography of being on that mountain to explain that there's something in the spirituality of the city that represents something. What else can we say about Jerusalem? We can say about Jerusalem that is really far from the ocean. Usually, big cities in ancient times, after drawing into these castle on mountains to protect themselves, there was another initial move to the ocean. A lot of major cities, when you think about it, in the world today, are on the ocean. Jerusalem is not. It's far in the inland. And more than that, when you really think about it, and you've been to Israel, there is almost the line of the desert starts near Jerusalem. If you're on the Temple Mount, or you just live outside looking to the Olive Mountains, you can see in the near distance the desert, the area that goes into Jericho. You remember this part. In Yom Kippur, when there's a priest, there's a Kohen that takes the lamb and sacrifices it in the desert, it's walking distance. Interesting, the line of the desert starts very close to the city of Jerusalem. What is the point there? Just like Hashem is surrounding Israel and protecting them, there is something very special in the desert. The desert is not an easy place that you can just sit there and survive out of rain, out of nature. You need God's protection in the desert more than anywhere else. As the verse says in Deuteronomy 11, the eyes of a Lord are on the land of Israel all year round. All of Israel is a place without so much water. Therefore, they cannot count like the Nile or like oceans in other places. We need the waters to come from the heavens with rain, especially in the desert. Therefore, the connections and the fact that there is indeed a need for God protecting and seeing and observing and blessing the lands is exactly the point where the line of the desert starts and connected to Jerusalem. It is true about the land, and it's true about also us as individuals. When we care about one another, when we have a responsibility and we work with one another, we care about one another, the connections is stronger. There you go, that even the fact that Jerusalem is not next to the ocean brings you exactly the same thing. When you're next to the ocean and you can train that you can have like things coming and going, you can protect yourself, trust yourself in a sense, and say, I'm good. I'm protecting, I have everything, all my need. If I don't have it, I'm going to import it and export it. But when you live on the mountains, when you live in the desert, you understand that you are only there receiving the blessing of God, waiting for it, asking for it. Indeed, a beautiful verse says exactly that. on Isaiah 51:3, that God comforts the Zion and is going to make the desert into heaven, into the garden of God. This is something crucial. The fact that we live in a desert almost, and we need God's protection in all time. And you see how it's going to come in Shavuot in receiving the Torah. The Torah as well was received in the desert. And that last year video, we spoke a lot about reasons why it needs to be in the desert. We talked about the fact that it's no man's ground. Everybody can come and take whatever they want, just like the Torah. And we talked about the fact that you can be humble. Only being humble is going to allow you to receive the Torah. But now, there's a new aspect of understanding why the desert. Now it's clear. Because as God says, only in the desert, the people understood how much they need me. In the desert, they wouldn't trust themselves. They cannot protect themselves. They cannot live out of the blessing of their hard work. They need the manna to come from the heavens. They need the slav, the birds to come. They need the wells of water that God is going to send. Only then they will survive. In a way, they will understand that their life must have the commitment and the need of God to protect you, to be there for you, and to make you alive. And the truth is, in the book of Jeremiah, in chapter 2, it all comes together in the very famous verse that talks about how God remembers the people of Israel walking after him in the desert. I remember you, that you went with me in a ground that wasn't developed. You trusted me. You walked after me. But in a beautiful way. We never see this. The beginning of the verse is, go and you called in the ears of Jerusalem. I remember when you walked after me in this desert. Ah, Jerusalem. The connection is clear now. The desert represents the place where we understand that to trust God is the only way to live. And we know that God protects us and is there for us and support us. It's going to reoccur again in the city of Jerusalem, in the city of God, a place that cannot feel that they can control and they have everything. They will need the blessing of God. They see the desert. They are part of the desert. And the same blessing and belief that we had in the time of the desert is what we need in the city of Jerusalem. And the kicker is the fact that only when you understand that, and only when you are connected to God that will support you, when you understand that all the blessings come only from Him, only there, you can say, this is a place that's going to be the city of God, and this is the place where I'm going to receive the Torah in the desert, and this is a place that I'm going to show my loyalty to God. Because God is here to protect us, because God is here for us, and in the desert we understand it more than anywhere else. Shabbat Shalom.